So today, September 9th, we had the announcement of the verdict of one of the head traders for Steve Cohen's SEC Capital guy, convicted of insider trading, Matthew Martoma. He appears to be of Asian Indian descent, something of that nature. I'm not sure. I haven't looked into it. But he's dark-complected, so he's either Indian or somewhere around that region, probably. Here's the point, folks. He got 9 years, insider trading. Why is Steve Cohen not in jail? This is the second guy from that area, Indian, right? Remember the other guy? Forgot his name. What's going on? Are Indians the new scapegoats for the Jews? Huh? Why are there no Jews in jail? They're the ones running all these hedge funds. They're the ones engaging in insider trading. What in the fuck is going on? Why aren't people raising questions? Huh? There should be tens of thousands of these cocksuckers in jail right now. And I'm just talking about from the financial industry. Not a single one's in jail. They got two people in jail now. And two of them are Indian. These Indian guys aren't players. They're not big swinging dicks in the market. They're grunts. They don't do jack shit. They don't know what's going on. They're pushing buttons. Buy, sell. They're being told what to do. Folks, you better wake up, get your head out of your ass, and start asking some questions, because this is all screwing you. This is taking money out of your pockets. You don't see that, but it is. I'm telling you right now. The Jewish mafia has complete control over what I call now Jumerica. This is Jumerica. And I don't know if I've made this announcement yet, because what I'm recording now, I don't know when this is going to be released, but I've already decided I'm leaving Jumerica. I'm getting the fuck out of this shithole, out of this piece of shit criminal country. I'm leaving. You guys can have it. Now, don't email me, please, and ask me where I'm going and so forth. I don't have time to entertain all this stuff. Okay? It's not that I don't want to share with you things. I just don't have time for this. Okay? I do research. I'm not one of these guys that wants to be your friend, right? I want to be everyone's friend. Email me with questions. Leave comments. We can engage and communicate. Those are the people that run ad-based content. They don't give a fuck about you. They're your enemy because they're lying to you. They're not giving you the truth. If they were giving you the truth, Google AdSense would ban them like they banned me. Okay, so don't make the mistake of thinking that these people that pretend to answer your emails, and, oh gosh, he's a nice guy, he cares about... No, they want to keep you coming back so that you make them money from advertisements. Every time you come to their website and click on an article, they get paid for page views. Understand that, folks. Okay? So anyway, I've about had it with this bullshit. You know, Steve Cohen, another genius, the Jewish genius, they're all geniuses, aren't they? Right? They're all pinhead numbskulls, I'm telling you right now. Find me one of these Jewish brilliant geniuses that can beat my performance. They can't touch me. Even with their insider trading, I slaughter their asses. Okay? I wish I had the recording of Bill Ackman begging me on the phone for a copy of my book. What a loser. Hey, Bill, if you're listening, buddy, you should have gotten into my research where I advised clients to short JCPenney, right, around $30. Actually, I had it shorted before that in the high 30s. You wouldn't have lost $600-700 million, but you're a pinhead. Anyway, so, you know, I'm so sick of this shit. I'm so fucking sick of it. And no one's doing anything. Folks, you look around, you're all distracted, you're brainwashed. And by the way, speaking of the distraction and brainwashing, I just discovered something the other day. It appears that all these software makers now that providing you with all these free apps, well, it appears that many, if not all of them, are now basically copying Facebook's terms of service. Now that Facebook is getting people to click on a terms of service agreement, which nobody ever reads, okay? Because people aren't trained to be attorneys, right? These long forms that blind your eyes in font size 2. You can't even read or understand. Facebook continuously slips in all these things. Like, for instance, now they can access your camera. I'm sorry, your cell phone microphone. And they can also take pictures using your phone anytime they want. And they can use that content any way they want. They can sell it. They can commercialize it. And you can't say jack shit. They don't have to tell you. And you don't get a single dime for it. Well, apparently, all these applications makers are doing the same thing now. So you're downloading everything. You think things are free? You people out there looking for free shit? You're getting fucked in the ass. Stupid people get slaughtered. Stop looking for free shit. There is no free lunch, buddy. So every time you download some app now, you better read that terms of service agreement very carefully. Oh, and by the way, if you think that being careful and reading the terms of service is going to help you, right? You're going to defeat the enemy. Wrong. These cocksuckers change the terms of service every fucking day. That's the key. That's the game. That's how it's played. Okay? The only way to defeat these cocksuckers is to stop using this trash. Pay for your email. Do not text. Don't use a so-called smartphone so it can brainwash you. This is what all this stuff's doing. It's brainwashing you. Collecting all your fucking data. Everything. Of course, typical pinhead response is, well, I don't care. I don't put my phone number down. I don't care. I haven't done anything wrong. You know, I don't even want it. I can't even address such a pinhead response because it's the mind of that response is so small. It's so tiny. You know, every single keystroke, every single reaction is being recorded in algorithms, you dumbasses. You have no fucking clue what's going on. Anyway, so I just wanted to mention this, of course. I don't want to go off into any more tangents. Bottom line, the Jewish mafia strikes again. And unfortunately, the vast majority of people out there don't even realize that they're getting screwed by the Jewish mafia. Not just in Wall Street, in the variety of industries that they control, but in the Wall Street situation, of the various segments of criminality that exist on Wall Street, and there are numerous, insider trading is just one of them, but just this insider trading criminal segment, this is ripping you off. It's taking money out of your retirement. I will guarantee you that. I don't have time to get into the details to lay out all the scenarios of how that's happening. But anyone who's familiar with my track record and credibility, just take it to the bank. What I'm saying, it's true. Okay? You can't create or steal wealth out of thin air. It's got to come from somewhere. You understand? Where do you think this money's coming from? It's coming from the pension plans. It's coming from all of these types of retirement accounts. It's coming also from... I don't want to even get into it. Anyway, so that's all I wanted to say. Boy, this little dictaphone recorder thing is coming in pretty handy.